Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did someone tell you that you should have made the intros a bit longer?
Why, was that one too short?
It wasn't too short.
Was it too long?
It just felt like you were really stretching it out.
No, well, Aiden, it was good of length.
Yeah. The heroes of Yacht, brave heroes of Yacht, destiny be done, these four freaks will be called the heroes of Yacht.
On the continent of Yacht. Where the seasons never change. In the lands of winter, on a blasted plain, sits a quaint cottage, thatched of roof and wooden of side. And in that cottage, an aged wizard, long of beard and furrowed of brow, is thoroughly cross with the heroes of Earth. One wizard, Nilmaya Mindfreck, is lecturing our heroes.
Okay. Let me get this straight. You four, just for pageantry, just for a bit of fun that you do, you got all four of the ancient weapons, you bring them together, you bring it where Celestia was imprisoned, and you release her? Am I hearing this right? Am I understanding this?
Yeah. It wasn't just my idea. It was barely my idea at all.
Oh my god.
In a lot of ways, it's your idea.
Which way was it my idea? I've been sitting here the entire time while you've been mucking around, fucking around over in Phosphopolis.
You freaking branged it up.
Mucking and fucking.
Oh my god. Do you understand exactly what you've done?
No.
And not understanding is one dinner munch about. Human wizard and another human beside him. Charion Valerian. Played by Simon Greiner and Demi Lardner, respectively.
Oh.
Did I get that right? That's all right. I'll take that on. I was going to argue, but I'm not going to. Anyway, back
these
to you.
Are the four weapons that were used to imprison her in the first place.
This
wasn't explained to you. You don't get taught this in school or anything.
We were basically there holding glorified flags. You've got beef. Take it up with our dead masters.
I majored in trigonometry.
Well, did that serve you well?
Yeah, I mean, if you need to know an angle, fucking do it, man.
Okay, show me that angle. And he points to one of the boards of the roof where it meets the wall.
Well, if it's a roof, it's a 90-degree angle. What are you fucking... It's
fucking... You might have what it takes, young one. Very smart. Very clever. Where did you learn?
What about that one?
Again,
and she points to the corner of the table.
Okay, also 90 degrees. These are all corners.
And learned in the arts of trigonometry is one Minotaur Barbarian, Sunbelt Gong Bonger, played by none other than Michael Hing. And beside him, a duck. Not a regular duck, a ducklin. A duck with arms.
I'm really worrying that Aiden hasn't done any preparation for this
so
at all.
Worried.
Because he's talking very long.
Am I talking long?
Yeah, you're covering for something. It's sus, dude.
Yeah.
This is confidence.
Yeah, this is what it is.
The arms have hands and the hands fingers.
And the fingers have nails.
Because I know you guys met up the other day to write the adventure, but did you spend the whole day doing...
What was that you held up, dream Tom? Analysis?
You spent the whole time doing Jungian...
You were trying to pronounce the first one?
Jungian?
Jungian
dream house.
Jungian.
Jung?
Jung.
Jung, oh sorry.
Like Jungle.
Get fucked.
Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh boy. But yes, you're in the cottage of Nilmeyer and he's mad. He's so pissed at you.
If Celestia was imprisoned so long ago, she's out now. We don't even know what she's going to be doing. She could be destroying your house.
No, your house. I remember this. I remember this very specifically. She wasn't going to destroy anything. She was going to unmake everything.
Okay.
Which is different.
A fine distinction, I think you'll find.
Yeah, if you say unmake, you can get past the TikTok censors.
Gavin the Ice Mephit comes in and says, well, I'm not going to bloody unmake this stroganoff, so anybody hungry? It's already done. It'll keep, though, for a few days if you're not hungry now. Oh, bad time? Okay, I'll be in the...
Hey, you're an ice imp, right?
Yeah, Mephit, technically.
So are you are you all 0 degrees?
Yes, it's cold.
But
I've got a warm heart.
Can I?
But it's cold.
Can I ask a personal question?
I'm bracing for it. Go.
You have a penis?
Gavin, yes. Neil Myers kind of like,
oh. Okay, so when you like piss urine out of your penis,
yes.
Does it freeze and make your penis bigger at the end? Is that
twofold answer? Yes. Second part, you just got to shake it off. It's not a problem.
There's a thing we do every week. It's sort of like an eye circumcision. We get all the excess off. Otherwise, it's just awful.
Drag it all along the ground.
Oh no!
Yep, and that melts, and then I've pissed everywhere.
Houses. Okay, that's good.
I felt like you were going to set us on a quest.
No, just before we go on, I do have a question. I know doom and gloom, but what was Lexicon like?
What was he like?
Yeah.
Like a old dude, white hair, beard.
Kind of a prick.
Yeah. And tell me again what happened when he was all disheveled and he came up to you and he's screaming and stuff.
This is giving you some sort of crude pleasure.
No.
He was cowering. No. He was cowering.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
Queer fucking dick. It's sad. Sad to see the mayor of Frostopolis in such a bad way.
What happened between you two? What happened? He speaks very highly of you.
That's the first. Usually he just calls me his screenwriting teacher and sends little sad men over...
I am 6'2" and a bit.
I want to do an insight check to measure that one.
Which one? Demi?
Dinner munch about. Okay. I want to. Is it insight? If I want to guesstimate the height, because I don't believe 6'2".
You can have advantage if it has to do with angles.
Yeah. Sokotoa, baby, that's what I'm talking about.
How could I do this? Okay, can you two lean up against her? Can you two lean up against him, making a triangle that I would then be measuring the height of? So that makes advantage. Okay, cool.
Wait.
Not waiting for the answer. Just go,
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the highest one is a 14 plus insight is 0. So 14.
Oh, you'd say he's about 6'2". But you can't tell exactly. Maybe it's a little over, maybe it's a little under.
Okay. Maybe I've got orthotics.
Ooh. Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's orthotics.
Nilmeyer turns over to the young sad duckling, the middle-aged sad duckling in the corner. And
Pollywaddle.
Says, Pollywaddle.
Well, I don't think middle age is my defining feature. Got a nice hat.
Nilmeyer turns over to the beautiful hat and the wonderful duckling sitting under it and says, I am sorry to hear about your father.
Oh yeah, your dad died.
Why do you keep forgetting and remembering that? Thank you very much, Mr. Nilmeyer. He was a great man. Well, not a great. He was a fun dad.
He was fun. Yes.
He was a fun dad. Not a good dad, but a fun one.
Mm.
And that's important too. And I'll miss him very much.
Well, I have news. In fact, all of your masters aren't actually dead. But they... Well, dinner, I don't think Lex was dead at all anyway. You didn't think he was dead, did you?
Yeah, but I'm sort of like, you know, when a baby doesn't see its mum and it's like, she's gone. it's a bit like that.
Does Dinner Munch about have objects permanency?
Yeah, no object permanence.
Okay.
And then you start talking again and he's like, oh, you're back. Oh, good.
I'm afraid Celestia, well, not afraid, the opposite, overjoyed to say, Celestia did not kill your masters.
What?
But they have been sent down to the very prison that she has been kept in over the last millennia. Oh. There is a way. What, Gavin, what are you?
I was just standing here with this chafing dish, my hand's melting off, but I've gotten lost in the narrative.
Everyone takes some stroganoff.
Right. Okay, I'll serve up, thanks. All right. He starts slopping the slop.
I want to roll for how good the stroganoff is.
I think that would be... That's rolling for your enjoyment, or are you rolling for the quality of the stroganoff?
Yeah.
It'd probably have to be an opposed check, right?
Yeah.
An opposed check?
Don't you have to roll for cuisine?
My cuisine, my cooking skills?
That could be history. You might have history.
Okay.
Whose cuisine will reign supreme?
Okay, here comes Gavin. There's a cooking montage.
Roll them bones.
He's slicing mushrooms. He's making a root. He's putting in double cream.
He's making a root.
It's beef. Ooh, snake eyes. No, but sixes, double sixes.
Or if you turn one upside down.
69.
Oh, they're having unsatisfying coitus. Oh, one of them's just tricking. They're having a good time so they can get sucked off and not have to try.
You know what's horrible about this is that I've had to now imagine you and Tom trying to do 69. And one of you is very tall and one of you is very short.
It's
and I
rubbish.
Imagine that's just exactly
I'm
how
gonna
it
keep,
is.
I'm gonna, it's like a koala. I got to go... My go! It's my go now!
A koala trying to suck off a eucalyptus tree? Right, okay. Is that what this is?
Yeah, and then the mouth of the eucalyptus tree is at the bottom, so I got to scuttle back down.
The eucalyptus tree's like, ah, my fucking neck pains!
Neck.
Very much like a koala. And every few months, a bush ranger comes around, takes you off, and gives you a chlamydia shot. I'll take a sip of water for that.
What is this fucking show?
This used to be a nice show. It did not! You fucking liar!
The stroganoff is a little watery.
Oh. Okay.
How is it, guys?
Eat it, don't.
It's good. All right, performance check.
Is it? Now, this is for lying, so what is that?
Oh, deception.
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 Deception?
Deception.
Unless you like it watery.
Which nobody does.
Oh, I rolled a 19.
Ha 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 ha.
Oh, you got a 20?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay.
So what do you
how,
say?
What do you say? What do you say to Gavin?
You will have to fight for me to not suck you off.
Wow, that good. I thought so.
I will cool off my mouth.
Okay.
So that I don't do you any damage.
Oh yeah. Thanks.
Have you got any ice blocks?
Hmm?
Fucking cool off me mouth.
Yes.
My concern would be
yes.
that if... You, so you've got the hot beef stroke, the hot beef mouth.
Hot beef mouth.
Hot beef mouth.
Ooh.
And someone... So you're about to suck someone off.
You're the one with the hot beef mouth.
And you go, wait a second. Hey, safety first. This hot beef mouth could burn that penis. So I'm going to cool it down.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll chug down some ice blocks.
Yeah.
Now you've got the other problem.
What?
Now you got to frostbite the dick.
But he's got
a
frosty...
Ladies and gentlemen...
Oh, but he's got an icy penis anyway.
That's we what are... I'm fucking saying.
Ladies and gentlemen...
She has thought through the mechanics of this blowjob, Michael.
Sorry.
How's the show going? You enjoying yourself so far?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are hot beef mouth. Five, six, seven, eight.
It's but, a sort of beef gum situation.
Okay. Is anybody else lying?
Send us on a quest!
Okay.
When it, if whenever you want it, though, it's offered. I'm not going to force it.
Well, I'll just put that in my back pocket. Thank you very much.
Dinner, please stop soliciting my ice method.
I will.
Okay, appreciate that.
I'll go prepare the chamber.
Yes.
What, for your suck-off?
Not for my suck-off, though. Things have happened in there. We've had some pretty cool parties around here. This guy. Okay, I'll be right back. We're going to get dessert ready.
Did he suck you off?
No.
No.
No. No.
No. No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
We didn't. No.
No, that didn't happen.
I didn't suck him.
That didn't happen.
No.
Why did you, you emphasize the word suck. Why did you say, I didn't suck him?
Hey, you come into my house. You come into my house after destroying the entire of Frostopolis, I suspect. Releasing a creation god, and you suggest I suck off my ice method. You suggest I've sucked him off many a time, don't you? Admit it, how many times do you think I've sucked his little
ass? I don't know, you guys live together, I don't know.
That doesn't mean anything.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I just think you have a lot of opportunities. When you live with someone, you wake up every day, they're there, you can suck them off if you guys are into it.
And he gets really close, and he's 6'8" tall, and he even towers even over you, Sunbelt, and he says, don't you know? I know all the opportunities I had.
Oh. 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 Oh.
And then he turns around and marks it on the wall.
And he sighs and he uses the little frozen piece of extra dick that he keeps in his pocket.
Oh, excuse me for a minute. My eyes are melting a bit. I've just got to go dry that up.
Gavin, prepare the chamber. Prepare the chamber.
Yes, Nilmeyer. And he flaps off. With his wings.
Yes, good news. Your masters are not dead, but in fact imprisoned. If Celestia was released from her prison with the four weapons, I believe that the prison can be opened once more and your masters can be released and Celestia can be imprisoned again.
How do we defeat her? With the weapons you talked about earlier?
Yes. I think it'd be a pretty good start, Polly.
All right.
But I don't think we can do it alone. I will lead you to the four places. That's what the chamber's for. I'm gonna do some spells.
Chamber's ready.
Okay, I'm gonna go do spells, and we're gonna get your heroes out, and then they're gonna use the weapons, and we're gonna sort this out. And you four are gonna go down as the very best apprentices the entirety of the Earth has ever seen. How's that sound?
Really good.
Okie dokie.
Have fun doing spells.
Okie dokie. Gonna do spells now.
Oh God, he's doing spells back there. So you just. If I could get you anything while he's doing spells.
I'm just finishing off my stroganoff.
Oh, good. How is it?
It's not... I mean, would you like... I could shake your hand. It's so good I could shake your hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't suck you off. I'd kiss the tip, I guess. If that's the scale where... Like, if that's the scale we're working on.
What was your deception on that?
What?
What was the deception that you rolled on telling an ice method that you'd kiss the tip of his penis?
11? I don't know.
11? He doesn't buy it.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It's like, just say you don't like it. I can take criticism. Is it not good?
Oh, I don't like it. It sucks.
Oh. What is it? What is it about it? The beef tooth stringy? Cook time?
I would say, if I was to narrow it down,
yes.
The things that suck about it are everything.
That's pretty broad. That's quite broad.
Well, it's not broad because a lot of it sucks individually on... If you break it down into its different... Do you want me to go through and tell you how...
Okay, let's talk onions. Too thick, too thin.
It's not even that. It's that they've been over-browned.
Whoa. What, like caramel?
No. We burnt.
I was
trying to be kind.
Oh, that was what that flavor was. You see, I don't have a lot of taste buds. I just experienced temperature. So I'll be honest, cooking's a lot of guesswork for me.
The only thing you can, the only sense you have
in your
mouth. Yeah, I put it in, I was like, oh, that's a bit hot. So I put in more chili or make it more black.
Okay, Gavin.
How do you guys cook?
What, like, why would you make like a beef stroganoff then with so many complex flavors? Why didn't you make something simple like a carrot or something?
A carrot? Why
didn't you make a carrot?
I wanted to express myself creatively in the kitchen. And a carrot's just chopping.
Hey, Hing, how does Sunbelt feel about eating beef?
I was about to say.
As a minotaur.
That's a sin. He said it.
That's a sin. Yeah, I guess it's... Because the top half, which is the bit that's doing the eating, that's cow.
Mm. Probably doesn't even have the teeth to chew beef.
Yeah. I think he's just like, he's just going, what's beef?
The mouthful of...
It probably just doesn't taste any different to the inside of his mouth.
Yeah.
Just tastes like...
It tastes like a mouth.
Tastes like, what is this, like flavourless cud? Is that what you've served me?
So like, would you be able to eat a bloke then?
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to shit him out because that would be... The bottom half of me then would feel bad.
Right. We just keep so chicken.
How's the... Okay, I think he's...
Spell's almost done. And the door slams open and you see into this dark sort of cavernous room with lights, but they're coming from candles. The light's coming from candles.
Be careful not to knock over any candles.
Well, very romantic, Gavin.
Well, it's for magic. Yes, of all kinds.
And the rose petals, are they for magic too?
The which?
The rose petals?
Yes.
They're also part of the spell?
They're called spell components for those of us uninitiated in the dark art.
What are these oils for?
Massage.
Your what? Little ice hands. So you dip your hands in the warm oil and they just come out and they just disappear hands.
I'm very well scented.
Enter the chamber, you four.
Have fun, guys.
Thanks, Gavin.
Thank you, Gavin.
Thank you, Gavin.
Is this a trap?
It's not.
Okay.
Sometimes when he's doing spells, he just needs to get in the mood. That's why I do the candles and whatnot, you know? The lighting's got to be right for magic.
I am in a trance.
I will say that's a bit sus, but good luck.
Don't step on the petals. We reuse them.
All right, so we enter the chamber.
What color's the room?
Crimson.
So it's a bit of a red room. Is one of you wearing your dom jeans?
What's that a reference to?
What's a dom jean?
It's a reference to, in 50 Shades of Grey, there is a man who says, I can only fuck when I'm in denim. And he puts on his jeans to violently fuck in the red room.
Oh, is that
where this... Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting.
Like you're reading the news. Yeah. She's right.
That didn't explain what the red room is. I asked you what the red room is. And then you gave me a story about a man who likes to fucking jeans.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like what Michael Ying is wearing right now.
I'm wearing a full Canadian tuxedo. And I've never felt less turned on. Yeah.
You are so lucky your house is blue.
That's very interesting because as you go in, you notice that Nil Meyer is sitting, his eyes are glowing white, and he has changed from his cloak for the trance and the spell. He's had to don full denim down to the bottom.
Okay.
And as you sit down, he opens his mouth and his voice seems to echo around the room and he says, "The heart of the Ironwoods is here where forest people drink their beer. The Axe of Sands, where you going with the tomb of Gritlock ruins. The Blades of Grass, well don't you know, they're in a big volcano. The Sleet Staff, the final piece, has found a home in..." As he opens his mouth to say the final pieces, his eyes go wide and black seems to come out and flick around and then slam him straight in the eyes as he chokes on his own throat. Aww. And wonderful soliloquy. the whites of his eyes turn black and the center pupil become colorful and he seems to crack in his bones. And then he settles and looks at you all and says, "I'm very sorry about the other day. I'm awfully, dreadfully sorry. I'm not usually like that. I'm a creator, not a destroyer. Oh, sorry, you've, Celestia. Don't look scared. I'm here for you. I felt like I was not myself, you know? So I'm here, honestly, just to answer questions that you might have, because I think it's going to be a lot better. And you'll see when you're all not existing anymore. Does that make sense?"
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah, what's the timeline on that?
Oh, I'm thinking in a few weeks, depending on whether I get my stuff together. You know how it is. You have a project and then you start doing it and then just other things come in the way. But I just really need to lock in and just get some plans out. You know what I mean?
Would you like some help?
Oh.
We are
bad.
We are bad.
That's
and
right.
And we also hate this bloody place.
Yeah.
And we'd love to help you unmake it. If you were looking for four little assistants, well, that is us. We also hate ourselves.
Oh, Polly, I appreciate that. And there's so much of you to hate, but I don't hate you necessarily. It's that hate that you have for yourself, which is what's imperfect. No.
Wait. Just kidding. we love ourselves.
No, look, it's completely fine. I don't need any help. This is something I'm doing myself. I have plans for the next
I have a question. So what's up? What's the big problem? Why the unmaking?
I just feel like this was a bit of a draft, you know? And things just sort of got out of hand. I mean, the only one that I'd think about keeping is him. And she points to Valerion.
Oh. I
he's just handsome.
I like this guy. I like him better now.
Yeah. Aesthetically,
don't you agree? Can I ask you a question?
Yes, that's why I'm here.
What is... So if you had to, like, name, like, one weakness that you had...
That's like right, yes. We were all just talking about our weaknesses.
Like, I am allergic to chamomile.
Chamomile, I know, yes.
Yep.
I created your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, and so...
Oh. So what's yours?
I guess I'm a bit of a perfectionist, you know? You know, I start doing something, I think, no, got to get it right. Do it a few more times, so to speak. This is good, though. I feel like they're getting a bit of... It's like a Q&A, isn't it?
Can you read our minds?
Wouldn't want to. Bit weird.
But can you?
But could you?
Sometimes.
Really? What am I thinking of right now?
Okay, you called my bluff. I can't read your minds. But I do know what you've been mucking around with. You're looking for the weapons and I had to pop in just because I think it's fruitless and you're really going to enjoy what I have in plan for the next Earth. So let's just cut that out now. Can we all put our hands up? Hand up, everyone?
So...
We're not putting our hands up?
We're not going to be here for the next Earth if you're going to kill us all.
Yeah, not fair.
What if there's cool stuff there? Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of cool stuff. Would you like to see my plans? And she pulls out kind of out of the back pocket of Neil Meyer, like a blueprint, which is like an artist like rendition. And she says, "There's quite a few. This one's a bit postmodern. I'm going to do a lot with the lighting. I think it's going to mean something about capitalism." Working on it. I don't quite get it.
Why did that wizard guy have that in his pants the whole time?
I put it there. I knew this was going to happen, and I put it there. Mm. Look,
do we have to ask questions about you, or can we ask questions about other stuff as well?
You don't have to. I just thought it would be nice for me to sort of pop in and just get the 411 with you, gang. Felt a bit rude the other day what I was doing with the whole destruction of Frostopolis.
So what changed your mind then? Why are you here now talking to us? Because you just felt rude?
Okay, two things. One, I kind of felt like Neil Meyer was poking around looking for the weapons. And I just wanted to say, it's probably not a good idea. But I feel like you're probably going to want to follow him around and just collect them all up and do your silly little thing. So I thought I might jump in, suggest you don't, and if you still wanted to, maybe do this. And she cracks Neil Meyer's kind of wrist in back. And she goes...
Oi.
Okay.
Don't.
I'm going to keep doing it.
Okay. I want to see.
I will.
That's fucking crazy. I can't. Can you... Like, if you just move your wrist...
Do a check. Go ahead. Do a check.
It doesn't crack.
He's double jointed.
What check?
Assure you, he's not double jointed.
What are you trying to do?
Nothing. I want to see if you could twist his wrist off.
Woo! And in a flash, Gavin flies across the room and splashes hot stroganoff onto Neil Meyer. Says, "Neil Meyer, wake snap out of it!"
And half of the eye kind of like flashes back and goes white. One of the eyes still stays black with color in the center. And he goes, "Oh my god, what the? My wrist? What? You were trying to save me, weren't you? You weren't going here on.
You're being possessed."
Stop, no, bad ice method, bad.
I've got piss on me.
That's disgusting, this is exactly the reason we need a new urge. Piss on me, piss on me.
What?
It's the only way.
No, I don't want to, everybody's looking.
And feeling like he's losing grip, he kind of raises his semi, the good wrist, and he flicks his hand. He flicks his hand, a ring, a big white ring on his finger glows blue, and just behind you, a giant crack in reality seems to shatter like a big ice wall, and smack clicks open and begins to suck you guys through. And you all cum yourself as you go. And he says, "Go, you must go, run before she takes control."
I, sometimes, my nipples are prone to eczema.
What?
We're talking about our weaknesses still or no?
And he goes, "There's some cream for that in the top drawer. Grab it on your way out."
Right, I grab that.
You fucked up so much. Just don't fuck this up.
Neil Meyer, will you be okay?
I don't know, but you can't stay to find out. Find the weapons. Go!
All right, I'm jumping in. I'm going through the crack.
I jump in.
Crack time. Let's all have some lovely crack.
Crack time.
Yep.
And with a flash of light, our heroes are sucked through a portal, writhing and reaving, twisting and torny. Landing with a clunk
and a sploosh
in the dark.
This dark is wet.
And indeed it is wet. And all around you, sounds of slurping in the dark. Sticky wet pads on slimy wet flesh.
Ooh. All right, well, I'm looking around. Can I see in the dark? I'm a, just a human. I
you're,
can't.
You're just a human. You're
I'm going to touch something.
So you reach out and you touch something. It's...
what? Which...
It's.
Do you say yes when I've got it right?
I've got a torch, so I'm going to light a torch.
That's smart. And as the sparks flicker your torch into life, dozens of sets of eyes blink at you through the darkness, looking at you guiltily, for their lips are locked to one another. You have found yourself in a jungle in the midst of what looks like a Bollywog teen makeout party.
Bollywog teen makeout party?
No, Bollywogs. You know Bollywogs? It looks like frog people. It's a bunch of frogs making out.
You've taken us to a frog sex party.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I feel like we did
We've
this in
done
like...
a frog sex party in Dragon Friends before.
Yeah, but that was years ago. It's time for another one. It's what I'm.
What's your sexiest frog sex music? It's not easy being horny.
How?
Why are there so many songs about gangbangs?
Why are there so many songs about gangbangs? You'll have to tune in to the next episode of Dragon Friends to find out what will happen. How slimy will it be? What details will the lyrics contain? Please come back to find out.
Please come back.
Bye!
The cast of Dragon Friends Campaign 2 is Alex Lee, Simon Greiner, Michael Hinn, and Demi Lardner. Our Dungeon Masters are Eden Lacey and Tom Cardy, with live accompaniments by Nick Harriott. Shakira Khan is our producer. The podcast is edited, mixed, and mastered by me, Hugh Guest, and new episodes are recorded live every month at the Vanguard Theatre in Sydney, on Gadigal land in the Eora Nation. This week's episode is brought to you by contributors to the Dragon Friends Patreon, who get early access to ad-free episodes, show recordings, and exclusive content for just $5 a month. Until next time.
When a goddess returns from years of imprisonment, promising ruin for all, the rich and the poor pray, please don't unmake us. Who will protect us from what is in store?
The heroes of Yarn, brave heroes of Yarn, destiny be done, these four freaks will be called the heroes of Yarn.
Why are there's so many songs about gangbangs. It's the longest night of my life. Orgies are parties, but mainly for coitus. And why is that guy fucking my wife? So I'm just hiding out here in the bathroom, listening to Chad fuck Britney. Someday I'll get it, a gangbang erection. The lovers, the rimmers, and me. I went to the bar just to get a drink as soon as we got off stage, and I came back upstairs and Dave was coming down. He said, oh, they're in there just like writing the gangbang song. I was like, oh, that's funny. And they were.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.